Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Friday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. Bob Getty, Andrew Abbey, Kelly Santer in his matching apparel today. Matching shoes, bright red free shirt that he got from William Carey. And
but I did not wear the red pants because then everybody walks around saying, "Hey, Kool-Aid."
Yeah, well, it's amazing how those sweatpants from the Salvation Army store hold up. You got a pretty good deal on those, didn't you?
I'm a value shopper.
Man, Bob, you picked on Kelly all day. Yes, give him. I'm actually going to step in and say, give him a little bit of a break. He looks, you know, presentable today.
He's jazzy today.
He went with the Diet Mountain Dew instead of the regular Mountain Dew. Come on, give him a
break.
Well,
that's because you guys were at Freedom Pharmacy yesterday, and I heard he was asking all kinds of health questions, Andrew. Was he?
For a friend.
Yeah, for a friend. That was a very, I will say, that was a very informative, that was super interesting for me.
That was pretty fun listening to that. Hey, we're broadcasting, we're back in the Southern Bancorp studio, first time since Tuesday, I guess. Southern Bancorp studio, appreciate all they do. Opening segment of the show is sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Michael Avalon's the baseball coach at Pearl River. They came one game short of winning the national championship again. They've won it before. We're going to have him a little later in the show, but our first guest is somebody we've been looking forward to this interview all week. Great player, just finished his baseball career here, but I think the biggest personality on the baseball team this year belonged to our first guest, Mr. Ozzie Pratt. And Ozzie, we're delighted to have you back on the show, man. How are you?
Well, I'm all good.
All right, Ozzie, I know you've just had a few days, but I know you've been playing baseball since you were a kid, and you just finished a great college baseball career. What's it like? I mean, what have the last few days been like for you?
I mean, it's definitely been surreal. Like, I've always had, like I told you before, I've always had a routine in my life. Like, hey, wake up, go to weights, go to baseball practice, get done, so I definitely need to try to find some hobbies now. I mean, I might pick up golf. I've been golfing 2 times in my life, so I might have to start swinging that stick again just on the golf course. But really just getting everything together, like figuring everything out. I mean, I'll get to go watch my brother play down in Biloxi since he's playing with the Shuckers now. So I'm going to try to head up this weekend and go hang out with him and go watch one of his games, go fishing or something, but really just trying to figure everything out now.
Well, Ozzie, I sort of get the impression, and I know that for a lot of athletes, it's a very difficult thing, you know, when their college career ends, but I don't know. There's something about you and getting to know you a little bit over the past couple of years. I think you're the kind of guy that's going to adjust to that pretty quickly and pretty easily. Do you feel that way?
Well, I hope so. Like, it's only been a couple days. Like, we didn't expect it to end. But at some point, whether it was 3 weeks from now or last week, I mean, it was going to end. So really just figuring all that out. Like I said, just figuring out my routine, got to figure out, like, jobs now. I'm still I just started my MBA program a couple weeks ago. So I'm grinding out classes for that, trying to get that all done. Like, hopefully just it rolls into life pretty easy. But, I mean, I still got the Southern Miss community. Like, I'll be a Golden Eagle fan for life. And really one of my biggest things I got to do is just go grab a lawn chair. I need to go get a really nice lawn chair to sit out in that roost come next season.
Ozzy, I mean, I know you said you're unsure of what's next, but you talked about getting your MBA. What's that degree, and what are you hoping to get into? What are you hoping the future kind of looks like? Are you planning to maybe return to baseball in some capacity?
My family does own a baseball facility up near Water Valley, like in between Oxford and Water Valley. So I might go coach a couple of those teams. I really don't know what I want to do in life. I mean, one of the reasons I got my major in finance was because it's just so broad and there's so many different things to do with it. So really just I still got one more year to figure that out. I'm just going to try to pick up and get as much savings in the bank as possible and just start figuring out life, I guess.
Well, I wrote a lot of stories about you guys this year, and honestly, in my time at Southern Miss, I don't know if I had a more popular story than the write-up I did on you working at Mercury Pizza. What is the future there? Are you still going to be working there a little bit this summer?
Oh, yes, sir. Definitely. I mean, the owner, Jim, he's awesome. All my coworkers, they're awesome. Like, they work with my schedule, like, figuring all that out. And it's just, it's awesome to be there. It's almost like it's not a job. Kind of like, I know baseball is never a job. It feels that same way. Like, hey, I'm going to a team. Like, it's more of a hangout, and I get paid to hang out than really just going to work. Like, it's, Jim makes the environment so good. And like I've said before, the pizzas there are just so good. I eat a ton of them. I mean, now that I won't be out on the diamond every day, I might get fat from them, so I'm going to have to figure out some sort of workout plan.
Vegetable pizzas, Ozzy.
I don't know if I can do that.
when that story goes out, when that hits social media, how much did you get that? Did that blow up on your end?
Oh, yes, sir. I saw the burners would go, and they made that little picture of me with the holding the pizza, and they put the L on the pizza. Which I thought was pretty funny. But, yeah, it blew up. I mean, we definitely got people coming in. I was signing stuff for all the fans. Like, it was awesome.
Well, I'm worried about you taking up the game of golf, Ozzy, because you're such a nice young man. You might learn some bad words playing golf, let me tell you.
I don't know. When you're in that slump in baseball, I don't know what could be much worse. Well, I kind of just like going and driving the golf carts like a little go-kart around.
Yeah, I guess that would be comparable. But I asked Tuna this the other day, and I wanted to get your feedback, because so much of, and not just baseball, but guys who have played any sport for as long as you have, that's been their identity, right? And now that that is in a past life, so to speak, it's difficult lots of times for guys to adjust to the fact that that was a former life, you know, and you don't have that anymore. You're not Ozzy the baseball player anymore. Are you mentally prepared to adjust to that? How are you going to handle it?
I think I'll always be around the game of baseball. I mean, my family's just always been baseball. Like, I got my little cousin coming into Southern Miss, and I don't even know how many years. I mean, I got a great girlfriend that's going to be with me, like, helping me out, like, figuring everything out. Just really just, I think, like, it sucks, like, hey, I won't be out there playing anymore, but at the same time, I think I'll always be around it, just all my brothers playing. I mean, I'm the oldest, like I said. The one under me is playing for the Shuckers now, like, and there's two more that are going to college. So I'm sure I'll go back, and I'll help coach them, and I'll help coach a bunch of people, like, just try to stay in it, like, for the rest of my life. I mean, it's kind of been my whole family has played baseball, so really, obviously, like I said, it sucks. It's over for my playing time. But at the same time, like, I don't think I'll ever stray away from it.
Ozzy, was that on your mind Monday night when we were getting toward the end of the baseball game, that the career was winding down? What was racing through your mind then?
Really just, like, I can't believe it's over. Like, it felt like it was never going to end. And I mean that in the best way possible. Like, it just felt like, holy crap, I've been playing this game since I was 2 years old, and, like, now I'm 22, and, hey, it's coming to an end. Like, I mean, it was almost like an out-of-body experience. Mm. Like, holy crap, like.
Emotional, I'm guessing?
Yeah, obviously emotional. Like, emotional, it was just, I don't even know really how to explain it. It just from a young age, like, you never think it's going to end. But in the back of your mind, I mean, you always have coaches saying, like, hey, eventually, whether you're playing until you're 40 or you're playing until you're 18 and you tear every bone in your body, like, it's going to end for everybody one day.
Did he use the C word twice, Bob?
What's that?
Holy.
No.
I'm just teasing.
No. 30 seconds left. Go ahead, Andrew.
Well, maybe we'll ask this question for the break, but Ozzy, I wanted to ask you, how do you go from, I guess, Saltillo, not Oxford, how do you go from to BYU, which, no offense to you, Ozzy, but you don't strike me as the BYU kind of guy, and then you end up at Southern Miss, and I guess we'll hold you over for
let's
that.
Hold him over.
But I was hoping we'll get into that in the next segment, but if you could talk about how that all came to be, I'm fascinated to find out.
All right, think about that answer, Ozzy, and when you come back, we're also going to test your pizza knowledge, since you're so famous now as a pizza preparer. You're like a professional pizza cook. I hadn't thought about that, but you're a professional pizza cook, Ozzy.
Bob, we're going to see
pizza artist.
We're going to see if you and Andrew, artist. How much you and Andrew know about pizza,
Did
too.
Did you hear that? He's a pizza artist.
Yes, sir.
We're talking to the one and only Ozzy Pratt. We look forward to continuing that conversation on the other side of the break. Opening segment was sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, which, speaking of food, would be a good place to take your family tonight. Man, we really appreciate Justin Harris, such a great friend to us, and we highly, highly recommend Dickie's Barbecue. And then when you're through, run down to Mo Baby & Jay, get yourself a fresh dessert, 2902 Hardy Street. More with the one and only Ozzy Pratt next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, campusbookmart.net, where you'll find all your Southern Miss apparel. They need an Ozzy Pratt t-shirt at Campus Bookmart, in case you're listening, Kathleen. That would be a big, big seller. And don't forget about our Eagle Hour podcast. You can hear it on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. You can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. All right, Ozzy is the most famous pizza artist, as he just described, in Hattiesburg. And we're going to get to that in a minute. But follow up on that question Andrew asked you before the break, Ozzy.
Yeah, Ozzy, just how do you go from Northern – I know your uncle was is the head coach at BYU, but how do you go from Northern Mississippi to BYU? What was that transition like for you? And then also coming back to Mississippi and how you end up from BYU to Southern Miss, if you could kind of explain your journey.
Yeah, really just so obviously my uncle was the assistant coach when I committed, and then he became the head coach my freshman year. But that played a really crucial part, and I committed in ninth grade to BYU, which was before all the new rulings where, hey, you can't talk to players until you're a junior. Which we give my littlest brother a little bit of crap about that, all my other brothers, because, I mean, Cooper committed when he was in eighth grade, Quincy committed when he was in seventh grade, I committed when I was in ninth grade, and Jet, the youngest one, is kind of like, they made that new rule, so everybody's always kind of giving him crap, like, Jet, like, you're the oldest one to not, like, commit anywhere, like, have people talking to you. Obviously, it's a joke because he can't, but really just like just little brother stuff, like just messing with him. But my uncle was the coach, committed young, and then there was also one of my good friends I grew up playing with, Colin Reuter. He plays for Ole Miss now. But he went and he came out to BYU with me, and we kind of committed around the same time, just going. And it was a great school, like great academics, just great like environment. Obviously, it doesn't compare to Southern Miss. Like the baseball down here is just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But really just committed so young, was excited to get out. Like, and also my travel ball team that I played with growing up was based out of San Juan Capistrano, California. So I had a bunch of friends out there that I grew up playing with that were going to BYU too. So in a young Aussie mind, like I was just excited to get out there, like go. I spent my 2 years out there and then kind of just wanted to, I didn't want to end my college career, like not really making a run for anything, like mm-hmm. not winning a ring. Like I wanted to make something of it. And I also got a little bit homesick. Like I just missed the Southern hospitality of Mississippi and just the South and really the food a lot because I miss Waffle House. So, really just, I love Waffle House, but,
Waffle House. Now we need to invoice them, Bob, for the shout out, yeah. the free shout out there.
All right. Well, let's move on to the let's move on to the pizza trivia because if you, in case you don't know, and I think if you listen to the show, you do. Ozzy is a celebrity pizza artist, as he just described at Mercury Pizza, and going back
yes.
to continue his career. So, Ozzy, we're about to test your pizza knowledge. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Ozzy's going to answer first, and then Andrew and Bob, who have not seen these questions because they've been sitting on Joe Paul's front porch in a sealed jar since midnight last night.
Okay.
So here's your first question, Ozzy. What day of the year is the biggest day for pizza consumption? And I'm not talking about a day of the week, but what event would cause people to buy and eat more pizza than any other day of the year?
Could it be National Pie Day?
That's incorrect. Like, good guess.
I'm going Super Ooh, Bowl
I was
going to
say Super Bowl, too.
Bob and Andrew are correct. They are correct. Andrew
Super Bowl?
And Bob. Yeah, Super Bowl Sunday, Ozzy.
Ozzy, you were wrong. Ozzy, you were wrong. There you go.
Dang, I was thinking Pie Day.
Yeah. All right, Ozzy, what company was the first to offer frozen pizza at the grocery stores? And this pizza company still exists.
Oh, jeez.
Let me think about that.
Okay. What company was...
It's not DiGiorno. It's not DiGiorno. It can't be DiGiorno.
It is not. What company is the first to offer frozen pizzas at grocery stores? Any guess?
Red Baron. I have no idea.
Andrew says Red Baron. What about you, Bob?
I was going to go with Red Baron.
Okay.
Ozzy?
I'll go Red Baron too, I guess.
Totino's.
Oh, the other one.
Totino's. I like the pizza roll.
Yeah, Totino's. 1962 was the first year.
I'm not very good at this.
Do you get those?
Hey, how to make the pizza? Like, what goes on here? Like, yeah, I didn't know it was gonna be.
Do you order those pizza rolls at Waffle House when you're there, Ozzy?
I don't think they offer them there. I usually just get the All-Star special.
All right, Ozzy, what month of the year is National Pizza Month?
National Pizza Month?
Yes. You got 1 in 12 shot, right?
October. Let's go October.
Oh, is that it?
That is it.
Okay.
Way to go, Ozzy.
Okay,
I would have guessed March because that's Pi Day.
Yes. No.
Okay. I was going with December.
October is National Pizza Month. All right. According to the Harris Poll, Americans feel that there are two ingredients that should never be put on pizzas that currently are put on pizzas. What would those ingredients be, according to the Harris Poll?
I'm going to go with pineapple as one.
That's correct.
And anchovies. Let's say anchovies.
That is correct.
Pineapple and anchovies. Is that correct?
That is,
Okay.
I know there's a lot of drama on pineapple on pizza.
Where do you stand on that?
I don't understand that. I love pineapple pizza.
No.
What about you, Austin?
I do. I mean, sometimes. I got to be in the mood for it. Like, sometimes, like, especially if they're those grilled pineapples. Like, if you're grilling a pineapple and then you put it on pizza, like, you can't go wrong with those grilled pineapples.
Do you do that at Mercury?
But, no, we don't do that at Mercury, but I've done that in the past where just making pizzas at home and you got some extra grilled pineapples from Thanksgiving or something. Like, I don't know. I feel like anything could go on a pizza.
Testing.
It's kind of like Mexican food. Like, it's a little bit of everything. You just throw it in a tortilla and eat it.
Testing Ozzie Pratt's pizza knowledge here on the Eagle Hour.
Just throw everything in the tortilla.
Why not? In 1994, one of the first recorded purchases online was a pizza. What kind of pizza was it?
Pepperoni?
That is correct.
Ozzy, you're on a streak, brother. The slump is over.
Yes. I know.
Yeah, for the record, there was a second more cheese, additional cheese, and extra mushrooms. But pepperoni.
Ozzy has broken out of the slump.
1994.
He's hitting doubles all over the field, Kelly.
And the final
1994?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's what it said. Okay, and the final question, what former Saturday Night Live cast member, and I'll give you a clue, it's an older SNL cast member, first job was as a pizza artist?
That could be any of them.
Oh, yeah. But that's why it's trivia.
I don't really watch a ton of Saturday Night Live.
One of the very, very early cast members, if not in the very first
Chevy step. Chase.
Good guess, but not right.
Oh, that's all I got.
Ozzy, you got a guess?
I said, I don't really watch Saturday Night Live. Who are some of the people on Saturday Night Live?
Well, it could be Bill Murray.
Oh.
Okay, let's go Bill Murray.
That's
now, that's like stealing a sign from the pitcher right
well,
there, right?
That's okay. That's all right.
I had to phone a friend for that one.
Phoning a friend, huh? Yeah. All right, Ozzy, I do have a Mercury pizza question. And we will be sending him an invoice later.
Plugs are getting.
What is the number one pizza ordered at Mercury Pizza, Ozzy?
Number one. I don't know. I mean, everybody orders a different pizza. I mean, you obviously got the kids. There's a lot of kids that come in, just get a regular cheese or pepperoni. My favorite is the Underground. And it was based off of the Underground. I don't know if y'all know, but I remember learning the history. There was some guy who would just ship, like, you could call him at like 3 a.m. and he'd just make you a pepperoni and sausage pizza.
And they're making a documentary about
it. And I think they were making a documentary about that. But I also put cherry tomatoes and the little tomatoes, a little bit of spinach, and a bunch of hot honey on my pizza. I would have to say, crap. I know the quad is ordered a lot.
We don't want any crap on our pizza.
No. Hey, Ozzy, we're about to run out of time, but let me ask you this real quick. When my wife and I were in Montgomery, we went to that Italian restaurant downtown, and we ordered a Greek pizza, and they put yogurt on it. Have you ever heard of any such thing?
I have never heard of yogurt on a pizza. Yogurt's supposed to be cold.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Who's putting that on a pizza?
Yeah. I tried to pan it off on John Cox. He wouldn't even take it. Nobody would eat it, Ozzy. It was terrible. It was a $25 throw. Might as well phone the money out the front window.
But give me $25.
You're not approving of that, are you? No yogurt on pizza.
I am not approving of yogurt on pizza. I can have some pineapple. I mean, maybe even anchovies. I don't know about yogurt.
No, I'm with you.
That sounds miserable.
Ozzy Pratt. Ozzy, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if we've ever had more fun with a baseball player than we have with you, man. We really appreciate you, Ozzy.
And you get a B-.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all.
B- on your pizza quiz, Ozzy.
All right, Ozzy.
Okay. I think I missed one. I did have to phone a friend for one.
We may be calling on you more, Ozzy. You're just entertaining. We might make you a co-host here of the Eagle Hour.
Of course. Let me know. I got more free time right now than I've ever had in my life. It feels crazy.
Thank you, brother. Ozzy Pratt, everybody.
he hammered.
How much fun is he?
He hammered the pineapples and anchovies,
didn't
he?
Oh, man, his hair character. Yeah. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
The Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. I want to thank Ozzy Pratt for that. That was about as much fun as we've had since Monday because we've been pretty damn depressed since Monday, and it was kind of good to laugh a little bit again. We thank Ozzy for making that happen. This segment is sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill, right in the shadow of the Rock. Great place to go get some good food tonight and enjoy some of the college baseball that will still be on the TVs at 4th Street Bar and Grill. Don't forget about the Pine Belt News. It's a great way to stay informed. Your source for news and sports coverage in the Hattiesburg area. You can also explore their other publications, Signature Magazine. All of that for just $35 a year or $55 annually if you live outside of Forest and Lamar counties. Hey, we're glad to have Coach Michael Avalon on the show, Pearl River Community College, extraordinary baseball coach that came within one game of winning it all again. And, Coach, you know, I thought about this a couple of years ago when you guys did win it. You joined us with this show down at Campus Bookmart, and that year you had peroxided your hair blonde, as I recall. Have you done that again this year, Coach?
Yes, I did. I'm a man of my word, and the guys came to me and said, Coach, if we make it back to the World Series, you gotta dye your hair. And I said, well, I'll do it, but I will say, I'll give you an update. I have dyed it back. To finish it, I had to get rid of it pretty quick.
So does the wife like the blonde hair, Coach?
She said I looked a little younger, so that was a plus. But it just, you know, I stuck out in the crowd too much, so I had to get rid of it.
Well, congratulations! You guys have such a magnificent program down there. You've just done an incredible job, and you came within one game of winning it all again. And we were talking off air, you know, you can, and I think both for Pearl River and Southern Miss, all of us that love baseball in this area feel the same way. A sense of disappointment that you came up one game short, but when you step back a little bit and look at the season, you can't help but be pleased with your season.
No, I think that's the level of expectation that, you know, both programs have, you know, gotten to where our fan bases, our supporters, they expect, you know, the College World Series, you know, they expect a national championship, and that's a great expectation. It's a tough one to live up to, and, you know, the big thing we want to do, just as far as coaches, head coaches, you know, I speak for myself, I want those guys that left our program this year to understand how an unbelievably incredible season it was. We set the school record for wins with 53. We won the toughest conference in the country again with the best record that's been done there, and won the region. And we were 9 outs away from a national championship. And when Kasten Thompson hit that big home run in the 7th inning, I felt, man, we got a really good shot. And I gathered them together and said, hey, guys, it's not over yet. And it wasn't. That's the game of baseball. There's, you know, there's no clock, as they say. So you've got to go get those 9 outs. And unfortunately, we weren't able to do it. But I can promise you, I made sure not to let those 34 players know that, hey, we're not going to judge our season on, you know, the last 9 outs. There were a lot of big moments before that, and we're very, very proud of everything they accomplished.
It just occurred to me, I jotted it down, between Pearl River and Southern Miss, 100 victories this season. Pretty good baseball here in South Mississippi, Coach.
Yeah, within about a 40-mile radius, I don't know if you can find more victories at those two levels, combined. And so, I always say this, it speaks to the level of baseball in the state of Mississippi. When you look at our population compared to most, man, our baseball is really, really, really good. It's special, and that's a credit to, these high school programs around. When you look at Purvis, Oak Grove, Petal, all these places right down, you know, that I-20 and further along. But it's just really, really special baseball, and we're thankful to be a part of it.
I'm actually going to have a column on that next week. But I wanted to ask you, Coach, kind of put you on the spot. In the last 3 years, you've won a natty. You've played for another one. What keeps you in Poplarville? Why have you stayed at Pearl River? I mean, I'm sure there's been, you know, brighter sunsets. I mean, what keeps you coming back to Pearl River?
Well, it's just for me right now, it's home. It's a special place. My family loves it. I've got 3 kids that are entrenched in the community with me and my wife, and the administration and the people at Pearl River have just made us feel so thankful. And, you know, one of the things that I learned a long time ago was just be where your feet are. And, it was a time I was at Mississippi Delta, and I was trying to get out. I was in a tough situation, and I kept looking for this job and looking for that job. And I said, you know what, I'm going to go to work, and I'm going to be thankful that I have a job where I'm at. And then Pearl River came open, and that's where I'm at now. That's where my feet are, and that's where I'm going to be happy. That's where I'm thankful to be. But the answer to that is the people. They've taken care of us, and We're just so thankful, and there's more left to do. You know, there's more winning to do, and that's one thing I always say. Success makes you one of two things. It makes you complacent, or it makes you hungry for more, and we want to get back, and we want to finish those nine outs next year.
16 guys on your roster, Coach Avalon, have signed to go to the next level. 14 of them out of the 16, Division One, and so many times we hear about Pearl River players going to Southern Miss, but there have been instances where Southern Miss players have wound up coming back or to Pearl River. So that JUCO Division One highway goes two ways, doesn't it? And I think that gets lost sometimes.
Yeah, we have a great relationship with Coach Oz and Ladd and Travis and those guys. They they're our first call, and hopefully we feel like we're their first call. If because that's the thing, this transfer portal has changed the game. And it's something we all have to adjust to, and we all got to, adapt to it. So we've been able to help them in situations, and Camden Clark's coming over there this year, and he's a really good arm, from West Jones, and he's going to help them. And I am very, very thankful, again, just to have that relationship to where we can call them, hey, we got a really good player you need to see. And then if there's something, if they've got a guy that needs, time at the junior college level to develop, which is part of it. Baseball is a tough game. And it's a game of repetition. Sometimes those guys feel like, hey, they need to go step down to get those repetitions and to improve and develop and mature. We're thankful to have that relationship to where we can, offer that. And then you see these guys, as you mentioned, that's not normal. That speaks to the players and to our coaching staff, Coach Slott, Coach Schmidt. These guys do an incredible job of developing these players, but 14 out of 16 going to Division One, and the bigger number is the fact that you've got 16 going to the 40 level. All of our sophomores were placed.
I think we lost him there for just a second, but I hope you're back, Coach. Coach Mark Carson at Northwest, who used to pitch at Southern Miss, was saying that, most of the teams in the MAC, the league that you play in, that they felt like they could match with you guys maybe, 1 through 7. In the order, but where they could not match you guys is the extreme depth that you had on your pitching staff. He said where most of the rest of us had, 3 or 4 really dependable pitchers, you had 10 or 11. How does that happen?
Well, I think that's just that's the recruiting philosophy that we have. I tell people all the time there's two main reasons for our success at Pearl River over the past 9 years. The first is Our pitching depth. We're going to make sure that we have the most pitching depth in the conference and ultimately in the country is our goal. This year's another example of that. We led the country in ERA and WHIP and strikeouts per nine innings. So that it was a good job done by Coach Slott on the recruiting trail. And the second thing is we're going to be the most physical team. When we first got at Pearl River, we had a lot of medium jerseys, and I was quick to say, hey, I don't want any more mediums. I want some big guys. And now you've got an exception like Keegan Geiger from Petal, who's a small fella, but he plays. He's a pack of dynamite, and he plays extremely hard and strong and physical. So, but the two reasons for our success, without a doubt, is going to be pitching depth and just physicality.
Coach, you're talking about your relationship with Coach Ostrander at Southern Miss. I guess because you guys both kind of come from the Delta. Is that where y'all's relationship kind of began?
Yeah, that was our connection back in the day, him being at Delta State. And then I guess at the time, and he had left Gulfport and took the job at Jones. And as East Central still doing their quality program, they're one of the tops. And back then I was with Coach Holloman, and we were battling those guys. And Coach Ostrander had, obviously a great, incredible run at Jones. But that's where the battle started, and I think it was just a mutual respect. We're both pitching guys, so we have that common. I guess we have that in common as well. So, but man, I think the world of him, and just what an amazing job he's done at Southern Miss, which there was no doubt about that. We knew he was going to go there and continue the success of that program. He was the perfect fit for that. And for what they've done, they had Miami and Alabama in their regional, and you had, many people, even though they didn't finish it, and that's the game of baseball, I think many would argue that without a doubt they were the best team in that regional, and everybody looks at the final score and says, well, they didn't win it. Well, that's not the game of baseball. It's kind of like life sometimes. It's not always fair and not always go the way you think it's supposed to. But, man, what an incredible program they have and the job they do is set on.
Now, Coach, you have an incredible program yourself, and no one can argue that you've done it as well as anybody has done it. And We congratulate you on another great season. We always welcome you here on the Eagle Hour, and keep up the good work, Coach, and congratulations to all your kids.
Awesome. Thank y'all for having me. Enjoyed it, and Roll River Roll. Appreciate you.
Michael Avalon, everybody, baseball coach at Pearl River, and clearly, Andrew, they were the best junior college team in the state.
No question. It was them and everybody else. Right. I mean, I heard tons of times we're playing for second. So.
Really? From the players themselves.
Players, coaches, fans. I mean, it's incredible what he has done in Poplar.
And that's rare that you hear that from players. Yeah. The players will even admit that.
I find the relationship between PRCC and Southern Miss to just be so fascinating because you don't see that very often.
All right, we're going to wrap up what has been a long, emotional week when we come back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, DBAT sponsors this final segment of the program. DBAT on Hardy Street, great state-of-the-art training facility for baseball and softball. Great pro shop. Don't blink. The holidays will be here before you know it. That's a good thing to keep in mind. And a lot of camps coming up that you can find out. Just go to the DBAT website and check that out. Also, MCS Home Center in Bellevue, 7329 US 98 in Hattiesburg. We're so delighted to have them part of our Eagle Hour family. Hank Lott and his great, great crew of local people. Local, local, local. That's what's important. Out at MCS Home Center, beautiful store, great variety of home, lawn, and garden products. Anything and everything you need. Lumber, from lumber to ammunition to go on your next hunt. MCS Home Center in Bellevue, Mississippi. We greatly appreciate all Hank and his great crew does for the community and sponsoring our show. All right, Andrew, news and notes. We're going to switch gears a little bit. Believe it or not, we're going to talk about something other than baseball for a minute. Going to talk about basketball?
Yeah, they've officially announced the hiring, I guess the finalization of their staff. I think the surprising part of it is I thought, say, Carlson was going to be coming back. I guess I don't know what his status is now because they've announced three hirings. To my knowledge, they need to make two. But, you know, they've got their associate head coach, like Coach Ladner talked about probably a month ago or so, with Wynn Case. Longtime, an assistant at Ole Miss for a few years, an assistant at Middle Tennessee under Kermit Davis, an extremely successful NAIA coach at Eastern Oklahoma State, where he won a few national championships. I mean, I would say that's a very good number two hire. I mean, he's a guy who's been doing it for a long time and been successful, more importantly. And then you've got a couple, I guess you'd say, young bucks that they've added to the staff. Luke Adams from Tarleton State spent 2 years there. Tarleton had a so-so year this year, but he was part of the year before Tarleton made the jump to D1, and they won 25 games in year one. He's got kind of also a long history in junior college ball, which is, of course, where Jay Ladner is familiar with. And then Noah Croak, who I think is maybe the wild card of the bunch. He's from the high school ranks in Kentucky, head basketball coach, AD, so I guess he's breaking into it. again, and I do know for a fact there's been a couple other, I guess, staff additions, you know, lower level guys. I mean, it's kind of a, you know, a full wipe the plate clean type of rehaul over there. And I put in for a request to do an interview with Coach Ladner of breaking down like who's actually on the roster and stuff. I mean, it's hard to kind of keep up with because, I mean, it's more unknowns than knowns at this point.
And one of the things in the fan base, you know, if you like Jay Ladner, if you don't, one of the things you have to give him credit for, and he's very open about this next season. And
he's open about it last time.
Yeah, and in talking to these other coaches, he said, now, before you make the decision to come here, understand if things don't go real well, this could very well be a one and done.
I think also you got to credit Jay for, you know, back against the wall, he's got to pull out all the stops to try and keep the job. He did it last time, you know, overhauled the roster, let guys leave and try to keep them, overhauled the staff. I mean, he's trying to do it again. I mean, there's a lot of coaches who don't do that and think it's their way. I mean, you gotta at least tip the hat for at least trying to pull out the stops.
And a lot of these, this is what has caused a lot of the old graybeards, you know, that have been around, the Jim Boeheims and the Krzyzewskis and all of them, to go home. They just don't want to have to deal with all this turnover all the time. And it makes it difficult as a fan because you want to be emotionally attached to these players, but when they're being changed like socks,
it's hard.
It really is hard.
Well, I mean, it's you've seen it at the highest levels of basketball, in college basketball, with the one and dones for the NBA. Now it's one and done because of NIL and transfer portal, more so in college basketball than I think in maybe any other
sport.
It's
been hit harder than any sport, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, although I think football has drastically trended that way this past year. Baseball is a little more stable, but, you know, there's still those crazy deals out there.
And it's not just going to be a big season for Southern Miss. And, again, we're talking about November now, but it's also going to be a critical year for Sun Belt basketball because it wasn't good at all.
No, I mean, it was quite pitiful, honestly.
And when you look at Commissioner Gill's record, you know, football and baseball – you know, much more respectable marks. But in basketball, they've been scratching their heads for years as to what they can do to make it a stronger program.
Hey, real quick, about 45 seconds left. Andrew, I'm curious to get both of y'all's responses to this. What small school that's in the Supers do you think has a chance to get out of the Supers into the World Series?
Well, I mean, I would say Coastal, but I would argue that might be the toughest super regional just in terms of matchups. I like Murray State. I think they're playing really well, but Duke is trying to make history. Mm-hmm. That's probably – I'm not a betting man, though, so don't listen to me.
Well, with Texas San Antonio eliminating Texas.
But I mean, you know what? They beat them twice in the midweeks. I think it's one of those things where they have their number.
A strange matchup.
Yeah. And you know, when – Southern Miss left CUSA, they were trending to be that program.
Yeah,
maybe it is, and I'm kind of familiar with that coach. Good people, so it'd be fun to see too.
Have you got a favorite?
Wright State is my favorite smaller school.
They're not in it.
No, wait a minute.
It's Louisville.
Louisville eliminated Wright State.
Well, then
swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Wright State eliminated Vandy.
Oh, I'm thinking of Murray.
Murray State. The Racers.
Yeah, sorry about that. Murray State.
Well, I'm 100% on Coastal's bandwagon.
Oh, I want to
win. I want to see the Schultz get to the World Series. Yeah.
I think you want as many little guys in there as possible, though it'll probably be the least watched World Series. Well,
it would be the most refreshing
one
in a while.
Yes.
All right, that wraps up quite a week. We'll be back Monday at 1 o'clock. Thank you, as always, for listening. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.